Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Since 1994, hundreds of communities across the United States have joined together to celebrate the critical role vaccination plays in protecting our children and communities and the public health overall from vaccine-preventable diseases. My guest today is Dr. Mark Sawyer. He's a professor of clinical pediatrics and pediatric infectious disease specialist at the UCSD School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sawyer. So tell us a little bit about National Infant Immunization Week, but more importantly, the importance of vaccines and why the schedule for the little babies from birth on up is set the way that it is, because people have a lot of questions about the schedule. There's a lot of controversy about alternate scheduling. Tell us why it's set the way that it is.
Well, this, as you mentioned, this week, National Infant Immunization Week, has been celebrated for the last 20 years, and it's a very important milestone in the annual calendar for those of us who work in vaccines, because it's an opportunity to really highlight the importance of vaccines. Vaccines are one of the most important, cost-effective public health measures that have ever been developed, saving millions and probably by now billions of lives. So it's very important that people understand the importance of vaccines. The schedule is created the way it is based really on two fundamental principles. We want to protect infants and young children as soon as they possibly can be protected, and we need to give them the right number of doses in order to achieve that. So we start right at birth with a hepatitis B vaccine, because that particular infection can be transmitted at that time, right at birth. We start with a number of other vaccines at 2 months of age, because that's the youngest time at which the baby's immune system will respond well to that group of vaccines. And then we continue to give vaccines, as most people know, during the infancy and toddler months and years, to continue to add on vaccines as soon as we're able to protect them. And as a pediatric infectious disease physician, I really celebrate the number of vaccines that we have, although I know some parents are concerned that we're giving too many. They're really very carefully looked at and intentionally designed to give the number we give to protect against the diseases that we can prevent.
So how are, when you say they're intentionally designed and some of them are combined, this seems to be one of the things I've heard doing this show for so many years from parents that they are most concerned about, is this combination of vaccines. And is it safe? Explain how safe they are, Dr. Sawyer, and how that safety is watched over constantly.
Right. The vaccines, the way they're used, are safe, and we have mechanisms in place now to study the safety very carefully and very scientifically. Parents who are concerned that we're overwhelming the immune system with multiple vaccines or combination vaccines are really underestimating the power of the human body. If you think about what children are exposed to every day, out in the playground, in swimming pools, even at home, close contact with other people, we're basically bombarded with germs on a daily basis. And yet our immune system is able to handle multiple things at one time, and that includes the vaccine schedule. We know vaccines are safe because we have very powerful structures in place now to study them. One of them is called the Vaccine Safety Data Link, and despite the fancy title, it's basically a group of managed care medical organizations that take care of millions of people and have computerized electronic health records. Well, we can search those records for the receipt of a vaccine and then look afterwards to see if there are any side effects. Even rare side effects can be detected. And the reason the vaccines are given when they're given is that we've determined that they're safe at those times.
So when people ask you about alternate scheduling, and this is Infant Immunization Week, and we have to let parents know that these are safe, just as you've said, and really the importance, some parents say, well, we haven't seen these diseases around. Well, of course we haven't, because of the vaccines. What do you tell them about scheduling?
Well, the trouble with an alternative vaccine schedule is simply the fact that by following any of the alternative schedules, you are delaying the protection that you can provide for your infant or child. I mean, it would be like saying you're not going to put a child in a car seat for the first 2 months of life. I'm only going to start at 2 months of age. And in those first 2 months, you're leaving your child vulnerable to these infections. And so I certainly discourage the use of alternative schedules simply on that basis, that you're delaying protection. And again, we've looked at the safety of vaccines given in the patterns that they're given and combined the way they are, and we can say with confidence that they're safe to give in those ways.
And when they talk about the fact that they haven't seen these, but they haven't really gone away, right? I mean, you're still seeing infant meningitis. We just saw a big measles outbreak. Things that we think have gone away are still prevalent in other countries, aren't they?
Right. I mean, the common comment to that concern of parents or thought of parents that we don't see those vaccines is that these diseases still exist in the world and are basically a plane ride away. There's really nothing to keep a case of polio from coming to the United States and spreading amongst people who are not vaccinated. It hasn't happened yet, thank goodness, but we have seen the importation of a number of infections. Just look at the Ebola story. Now, we can't protect that yet with a vaccine, but nobody in their wildest dreams thought we would have cases of Ebola in the United States just a year ago. So these things do exist, and I see them as an infectious disease physician. I see kids in the hospital with chickenpox. Just a few years ago, I saw a child die with a chickenpox. So these things are still there, and we really can't afford to let our guard down, or they will come roaring back, just as the measles did just this last few months in the United States.
And speaking of the measles, Dr. Sawyer, that's a nasty disease. And not only is it a nasty disease with many complications that can happen, but people think, oh, it's just the measles. And really, it's pretty serious. So when you're really trying to get people to vaccinate, and this is one of those vaccinations, MMR, that's caused so many controversies, what do you tell them about the fact that the diseases are worse than the vaccine?
Yeah, I think you can say that about the entire vaccine schedule. The groups that put together the schedule and make the recommendations carefully look at the risk from the disease and the risk from the vaccine and weigh which one is worse. And in every case, the vaccines that are recommended are recommended because the risk from the disease is much greater than is the risk from the vaccine. So that's true for measles, that's true for chickenpox. And we do have to realize that by letting our immunization levels drop, we will start to see outbreaks of disease again.
And for little babies, Dr. Sawyer, are these vaccines are safe? You've said that, but there are a few little side effects. Now, we only have about a minute and 10 seconds left or so. So reiterate for us the safety and maybe even just the little red patch around the injection site, just the minimal safety concerns that parents might have.
Right. I mean, I'm not trying to say that there are no side effects from vaccines. There are. But again, the risk of those side effects is lower than risk of severe outcome from the disease. And you mentioned measles. Measles kills between 1 and 2 children per 1,000 who get it. So if we've already had 150 cases in the United States this year, if we get to 1,000, the chances are we're going to see a child die from the measles. So the side effects that are common are very minor. They are, just as you said, red spots at the site of the vaccine, a sore arm, a little bit of crankiness, and maybe a low-grade fever with certain vaccines. Those side effects are very short-lived, usually just 24 hours. And the rate of serious side effects, in general, is on the order of 1 in 1,000,000. So these are things that are extremely rare, and parents are just not going to see those side effects.
Well, you certainly heard it from the expert put so well, that these vaccine-preventable diseases can be prevented, and it's so important in this National Infant Immunization Week, if you have any questions, to ask your pediatrician to find out about why the schedule is put forth the way that it is and how important these vaccinations are to not only you and your children, but to all of the public health. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.